Good morning, everyone. I am Kai Zhao from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and it is my great pleasure to be here and present my work. So, in recent years, NAND flash memory is adopted in an increasingly wide range, from consumer electronics to enterprise applications. One reason for this is the decreasing bit cost. This is because as the technology scaling down from 100 nanometers to sub 20 nanometers, the cost per gigabyte of NAND flash memory has decreased from $10 in 2007 to $1 in 2010, and even to tens of cents recently. But unfortunately, meanwhile, the noise in the NAND flash memory becomes more severe. Here is the basic organization of NAND flash memory. The flash cells are connected by bit lines and word lines, and a block consists of several word lines. So for a single flash cell, we know this is called a floating gate transistor, and the electrons is trapped in the floating gate. These electrons could change the threshold voltage of this transistor. And the threshold voltage actually determines what data we stored in this cell. And under the floating gate is an oxide layer. There are many charge traps in this layer caused by continuous program erase cycles. And this is the reason why a flash cell wears out after too many PE cycles. So with today's technology scaling down, the cell size and the distance between cells shrinks, and the oxide layer becomes thinner and thinner. Besides, the number of electrons that can be held in the floating gate also reduce. So all these factors make the flash memory increasingly noisy. So here are at least three main noisy sources in this slide. So the first one is the cell-to-cell interference. A flash cell suffers from interference from when its neighbors are being programmed or erased. So this will generate noise. The second one is the random telegraph noise. Those charge traps in the oxide layer could randomly capture and emit electrons, and these electrons also change the threshold voltage of the flash memory. The last one is the rotation noise. Electrons leaks from the floating gate as the time elapses. So this also changes the threshold voltage, thus changes the data stored in the flash memory. So all this noise have the same consequence, that is, the raw bit error rate in NAND flash memory becomes higher and higher. So in SSDs, we use the error correction code to control these errors. BCH code is named after its inventors. This BCH code is adopted in all the SSDs today. But as the raw bit error rate is getting higher and higher as the technology is scaling down, LTPC code has attracted much attention because it has a stronger error correction capability than BCH code. Here is a simulation result shows the superiority of LTPC code. It can tolerate 10 times the raw bit error rate compared to BCH code. Here, the green curve is the hard decision LTPC code, and the blue curve is the soft decision LTPC code. I will explain these two concepts in the later slide. So since BCH code becomes inadequate, LTPC code is being seriously considered in the industry as the error correction code for future SSDs. But there is still some challenges for adopting LTPC, such as how to design a LTPC code of very good performance. But in this paper, our study is focused on how to minimize the LTPC-induced read latency in SSDs. So this is the outline of my slides. First, I will introduce some basic concept of LTPC code and soft decision. This is also the motivation for our work. Then I will introduce the proposed techniques to mitigate the read latency penalty. And then is the experiment setup and experimental results. Finally, I will conclude my talk. So there are two algorithms in decoding the code words. So hard decision decoding is supported by both BCH and LTPC. The inputs to the decoder are in binary form. So the hardware implementation is simple, but the error correction capability is relatively weak. And LTPC supports the soft decision decoding. The inputs are quantized to several bits, that is in integers. So the hardware design is complicated, but it has a much stronger error correction capability. For LTPC code, its error correction strength strongly depends on the accuracy of the input information. Here, the input information presents the probability information of the data we stored in a NAND flash memory. So what does this mean? Here, if we store the data in the NAND flash memory, after we read them out, they suffer from all the noises I just introduced. So we have to put the data into a decoder to correct these errors. So for hard decision, we read this 10110 from NAND flash, flash memory and feed them into the decoder. But for soft decision, we quantize the data from the flash memory into integers. So what does this integer mean? Here, don't look at the equation, just look at the box. So positive integers here means 0, and negative integers here means 1. And the larger is the magnitude, the more likely it is a 1 or 0. So in this sequence, we know that negative 1 and positive 1 is likely to be wrong because the magnitude is very small. And such as negative 4 is almost definitely to be data 1 because it has the largest magnitude, means it has the largest probability. So this is the voltage threshold distribution. For hard decision, we sense the flash cell in the middle of the distribution. So if the threshold is located on the left of the sense level, so we know this is data 0, and if it is located on the right, this data on the right is data 0. But for the soft decision, we need to sense 7 times, separating the whole region into 8 subregions. So here, region 1 corresponds to negative 4, and region 8 corresponds to positive 3. So here is a simple example. If we have two flash cells and two bits are stored in them, so if we use the hard decision, we will read a sequence of 1-1. But if we use the soft decision, we read out the sequence negative 4 and negative 1. So if I tell you there is a bit error in this sequence, for hard decision, we don't know which one is 0. But for the second, because negative 1 has a very small possibility to be data 1, so we can guess perhaps the negative 1 is wrong. So the data it should be 1 and 0. So this is why LTPC code could effectively take advantage of this probability information and get outstanding error correction capability. However, we can see from this table, for hard decision sensing, we only need to sense once and transfer one bit from the flash chip to the controller, while for the soft decision, we need to sense 7 times and transfer 3 bits to the controller. So the soft decision decoding suffers from a huge latency, and this huge latency is destructive to the read performance of SSDs. This is totally unacceptable. So first, we propose a two-step read strategy. This is based on the observation that hard decision decoding is still capable to handle errors in most of the time. So we start with the fast hard decision sensing and use the hard decoding to correct the errors. If the read operation happens in the early lifetime of a flash memory, or the rotation time is very short, so this hard decision is enough to correct the errors. But if it fails, then we start the slow soft decision sensing and decoding to correct the errors. Here shows the effectiveness of the two-step strategy. Our trace-based simulation shows that when the hard decision decoding failure rate is very low, this two-step strategy works very well. But when the hard decision failure rate reaches 30%, we can see for some read-intensive choices, the read response time delay still doubles. So further improvement is necessary. There are two aspects to reduce the read latency. The first one is to minimize the latency of soft decision sensing and the data transfer. The second, to minimize the unnecessary number of sensings of the high precision soft decision sensings. So we proposed the three techniques based on the two aspects. Look-ahead sensing, progressive sensing and decoding, and the data interleaving. I will introduce them one by one. So the first one, the look-ahead memory sensing. In the two-step method, we start the soft sensing after the LDPC decoder in the SD controller reports an error. That is, the hard decision decoding fails, then we start the soft decoding. But actually, we don't have to wait so long to start the soft sensing. We could start the soft sensing immediately after the hard sensing finishes. Thus, we could overlap the two operations and save some time. The second technology is the progressive sensing and decoding. So from the simulation result of the three ECC codes, we can see that there is a large space between the soft decision LDPC code and the hard decision LDPC code. So we could make some trade-off between this vast space. Here is a new simulation result. This result shows the graceful trade-off between error correction capability and the soft decision sensing precision. The green curve corresponds to the hard decision sensing. The red one corresponds to that we sense one extra level. The blue one corresponds to that we sense the third level. The black one corresponds to we sense the fourth and fifth level. And the last one, the pink one, corresponds to within the sixth and seventh level. So it has the strongest error correction capability. So in SSD controller, we could gradually increase the error correction capability instead of directly jump to the highest precision decoding. So this is the flowchart for the progressive sensing. We still start with the hard decision sensing and decoding. But if it fails, we only increase one or two sensing level and re-decode. So this process continues until the decoding succeeds or we reach the full strength 7 level decoding capability. And these techniques can be combined with the look-ahead memory sensing design strategy. The last one is the data interleaving. This is based on the fact that the reliability varies among different NAND flash chips. So pages from one chip perhaps subject to a low error rate, while pages from another chip perhaps suffers from a high error rate. So we can average them to get a moderate error rate and avoid invoking the high precision decoding. Here is an example. We can reorganize four LDPC code words to get four interleaved pages. Thus, we can average the error rate and reduce the probability to invoking the high precision decoding and sensing. Of course, we can also average two chips or average eight chips. So next is the experiment setup and the preparation. We use the DISC-SIM simulator to quantitatively evaluate the read response time with six different choices. And the configuration of SSD is listed here. So this is a 256 gigabyte SSD. And since we module the flash memory chip as an MLC, so we treat the upper page and the lower page separately. And we get this latency parameter using our hardware platform by marrying some 25 nanometer commercial NAND, MLC NAND flash chips. and the latency of sensing one extra level is an estimated value. This value is estimated based on the read latency difference between the upper page and the lower page. Finally, we set the P cycles to 10,000, and we set the retention time to 1 month. So the last thing to do is we need to get the error rate statistics. Here is the experiment flow in our paper. We run 10,000 PE cycles in a few hours. But in real life, in real applications, so many PE cycles usually take about months or two years to get such a high PE cycles. So we bake the chips to emulate this process. Then we program random data into the chips and then bake the chip to emulate the 1 month retention time. Finally, we read out the data and compare them with the original data to get the page error rate statistics. There is more details in our paper. You can see why we bake the chips and how we calculate the bake time and the bake temperature. So this is the result. Here is the page BR distribution for four different chips. Each distribution is made from over 4,000 pages randomly distributed in the whole chip. So we can see the reliability variance between chips and between upper and lower pages. So in chip 3 and chip 4, it is very clear that the upper page and the lower page has different reliability. Now we have the LDPC error correction capability curve. We have all the time parameters, and we have the page BR statistics. So we can put these parameters into our simulator and start our simulation. So here is the two-step strategy as our baseline. We can see from this result that those traces suffers from 30% to over 100% read response time penalty. And this figure shows the look-ahead sensing strategy. This strategy could modestly reduce the read latency, about 20%. So this figure shows the effectiveness of the progressive sensing and the decoding. The read response time penalty is reduced to less than 50% for all the traces. And if we combine these two techniques together, we can further reduce the read response time penalty to less than 30%. And this figure shows the results for data interleaving. We simulated both the two-way and the four-way interleaving respectively. And this technique could also modestly reduce the latency. So finally, after we combine all the techniques together, the read response time penalty could be dramatically reduced to less than 20% for all the six traces. So considering the great improvement in reliability, this is a reasonable read response time delay for the real application. And of course, these techniques come with their own overheads. The higher energy consumption is inevitable in soft decision sensing and decoding, because we have seen from the previous slides, we need to sense many more times and transfer many more data from the chip to the controller. But in our paper, we quantitatively show that our approaches actually could mitigate this read energy consumption as well. You can see some detailed results in our paper. And these techniques, of course, will complicate the controller design. Finally, the write amplification. The interleaving technique might cause a write amplification, and this overhead still needs further study or quantitatively evaluated. So here is my conclusion. Increased noise in NAND flash memory today caused by the technology scaling is a main reason for increasingly high error rates in SSDs. And the conventional ECC, such as BCH, does not have sufficient ability to make error code corrections. So LTPC is a strong ECC candidate for future SSDs to address its reliability issues under high noises. And in this paper, we proposed three techniques to make the LTPC code work effectively in SSD. With LTPC in SSD, the SSDs can continue to increase its capacity, retain a high reliability, and reduce its prices. Thank you for attention. So, any questions?
Joe Tuchek, HP Labs. So I seem to remember that when we started using RAID systems, that the disk manufacturers started essentially disabling some of their retry and error correction because the idea was that the higher level would fix that. So given that you've now sort of given the same sort of, it might take, you know, the disk might go out to lunch while servicing a request because of errors, do you have some idea how that behavior could be tuned given the application that the drive might be put into?
Sorry, so you mean the higher levels could correct these errors?
Yes, so...
I think in today's SSDs, the BCH code never be terminated because on the flash memory, the raw bit error rate is actually very high. I don't think the higher level could skip this step. We have to have the ECC in the controller. If there is still some errors left, but this probably is very small, so this can be corrected by the higher level. Yeah.
I have a question about the interleaving.
Okay.
If you interleave pages of different quality,
yeah,
this is highly suboptimal in terms of coding theory.
Yeah.
Did you consider telling the decoder something about the quality of the page to improve the error correction?
You mean interleave between pages?
No.
You interleave pages of different qualities. In some you have high error rate.
Yeah.
Some you have lower.
Yeah, this is interleaved different pages of different reliability, yeah.
I know, but I'm saying that not telling the decoder that a priori the pages are different is highly suboptimal.
Yeah.
Did you consider improving the decoder by telling him how to differentiate between the different pages?
You mean, we can improve the decoder, but it has a upper bound. If there is too many errors, it can't handle. We cannot infinitely improve the decoder. So if we average the error rate between different chips, perhaps if some chips, some pages is too bad to be corrected, after we average the error rate, it might be corrected. And in this paper, actually we focus on the effect that this can reduce the read latency. But of course, this interleaving could improve the reliability as well.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Pete Harley from Seagate. So in your progressive scan, do you use the hard decisions to decide which voltage level to sense next? Or is it a set?
We just start from the hard sense, the first level, second, third. Yeah.
When you choose, is it different cell to cell for your second threshold?
Different.
So if you chose a half volt for the first sense level, for zeros, would you choose 0.6, and for ones, would you choose 0.4 for the second sense level? Or we can take it offline and. It could provide more. Better decisions on the LLRs as the soft information to the LDPC decoder. It's a related question to the other question.
You mean the soft information?
Yeah, it's not about the latency, but about recovery rate.
Maybe take it offline.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you.